listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
they fade so fast. Look back, there is no escape. Tie it down, now you see too late. Lovers, they will never wait. I am a camera.
just about wrapping up everything on the show today. That is, of course, Yes, from their album Drama, which we've been featuring for the last 40 minutes or so. I hope you've enjoyed it. The track you heard was Into the Lens, which apparently, from what DJ Billy just told me, was originally a Buggles tune and is on one of their albums. So, not that I would know, but it's probably a longer extended version of it, I would imagine. And of course, Camera was a theme when the band got back together with John Anderson and Chris Squire. Back together with Rick Wakeman. I don't know. I can't remember if he came back. It's all history, isn't it? You heard the track Into the Lens, Machine Messiah, good 10 and a half minute version of that song. Run Through the Light, Man in a White Car, and Tempest Fugit to start the feature off. And of course, we also featured Red Riders' As Far as Siam and Sinead O'Connor's Universal Mother earlier from 1994 in the show. And we've got a bit of time. We've only got 6 minutes and 36 seconds left. So in the last song. What can I tell you? If you've been listening to the show, you'll know that we do this every Friday, 12 till 2, on the houseofprog.com. And then we rebroadcast on locally here in Vancouver around 90.1 on CJSFM. And that's on Tuesdays 10 till 12. So if you're listening then, big hello to you. I'm not live, but I'm still alive, hopefully. And then we go out on Thursday mornings 7 till 9 on CJSF. So anyway, let's wrap things up with one more track from this Yes album. And I don't know why I've not listened to this album. I've heard bits of it over the years, I've no doubt. But it wasn't really well received by traditional Yes fans. But certainly I will leave with one comment that both Genesis and Yes made that jump to a different style of music in the 80s. And I much prefer the Yes version of their change rather than the Genesis one. The Genesis change was, I don't know, I don't think they brought in people that could make the change for them. They did it themselves, the three, and then there were three. Because, but when they brought in Trevor Horn and Jeff Downes, it definitely made the music change significantly. And I prefer, if there's a choice between the two, I definitely choose the Yes changes, shall we say, for the 80s. Anyway, enough of me. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week, 12 till 2. It'll be election week next 19th, so I'll be back on the 18th, but election day is 19th here in BC. So we're going to elect a new government one way or the other. But I'm going to leave you in the hands of Yes. From their album Drama from 1980, this is a track called Does It Really Happen? We'll say adios, sayonara, hasta pronto. We'll see you later.